Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. For this podcast, I'm going to break one of my rules slightly, as what I'm about to discuss isn't exactly a game, but rather an application for a Nintendo console that contains multiple games, only that to play them, they required you to do something unconventional that most people playing games won't do. Walking. Yes, really. But let me explain. Built into the Nintendo 3DS console is an application called Street Pass Mii Plaza. Carried over from the Nintendo Wii, the Mii characters were also present on the Nintendo 3DS console, and you were encouraged to make the first one into your personal avatar. But in this application, separate from the Mii Maker, your Mii would meet up with other players' Miis. But the way in which this was done was via one of the 3DS's unique features, Street Pass. When putting the console on standby and carrying it around with you, it can detect other 3DS consoles also on standby if they're close enough. The idea being that it encourages you to walk outside with your console alongside you, so you could pass by others who also own a 3DS. Because once the console has detected at least one other 3DS while travelling around on standby, a green light will appear on the console to indicate this, and then you will be given a notification that you've passed by someone, and you can find out who they are once you open up Street Pass Mii Plaza. The other 3DS owners you have passed by while travelling will then appear in the plaza with their Mii characters to greet your Mii, and then you can proceed to play the built-in games on the application. All the games are built with a Street Pass feature in mind, as the games generally become easier and you'll likely make more progress the more people you have encountered. But in case you don't encounter anyone while you're out and about, the 3DS still rewards you, as it gives you play coins for every 100 steps you take whilst walking. These play coins can then be used in the Street Pass Mii Plaza games to call in guest characters to fill in the empty spaces, and these guest characters will be cats, dogs, or rabbits instead of Miis, all depending on what your preferred pet is. At first, the only games on the application were Puzzle Swap, where you gradually completed jigsaw puzzles featuring various Nintendo characters, eventually unlocking an animated 3D diorama once you have gathered all pieces of a puzzle, and Street Pass Quest, a JRPG-styled game where your Mii is a monarch that's been captured by monsters, and the other players you encountered are the heroes who journey across the world to save you. And depending on what their favourite colour is, their Mii's magic will have different effects in battle. And as a bonus, once you have completed Street Pass Quest twice, you will unlock Street Pass Quest 2, which features alternate paths to take and much more challenging monsters to defeat. But a couple of years after the 3DS's launch in 2011, an update was released that introduced four new Street Pass games that could be purchased: Street Pass Squad, an arcade-style scrolling space shooter game; Street Pass Garden, an easygoing game where you collect and grow many varieties of flowers; Street Pass Battle, a strategy game where you must gather a large army of soldiers to overwhelm your enemies; and Street Pass Mansion, a hybrid puzzle and JRPG style game where you slowly ascend the many floors of a haunted house and find your way around using the map pieces given to you by other players. But you also have to fight the ghosts in your way using the weapons you find from hidden treasure chests. Then a couple more years later in 2015, two new Street Pass games were available to purchase. Street Pass Fishing, a fishing simulation game where you travel across various islands in the hope of eventually catching an ancient legendary fish, and Street Pass Zombies, an action game where you fight through hordes of zombies that have taken over a city, and you use unconventional weapons given by other players to fight them, their weapons actually being objects related to their favourite hobby. And finally, as a last surprise the following year, five new Street Pass games were available to purchase, the difference this time being that these new games were designed to be played quickly. Street Pass Slot Racer, a slot car racing game; Street Pass Trader, a stocks and shares simulation game; Street Pass Chef, a cooking game that takes place in the same world as Street Pass Quest; Street Pass Explorers, an adventuring game where you search for ancient artifacts and mysterious animals; and Street Pass Ninja, a puzzle shooter game in a similar vein to Angry Birds. Though each session with these games are typically on the short side, they certainly left a positive impression on me, as having encountering other players being an integral feature to play them was a very novel but innovative idea. But of course, it also encouraged you to walk outside for a while as well. Though I would have loved for this feature to return in Nintendo's more recent consoles, unfortunately Street Pass did not return on the Nintendo Switch, as much as it felt like the perfect opportunity to bring this unique feature back, due to the console being a portable device. So for now, it would seem that Nintendo has no intention of bringing this feature back anytime soon, especially considering how much more simplistic their console menus are now. And all we can do is hope that maybe one day, Nintendo will reintroduce Street Pass, or perhaps even design a completely new innovative feature for the newest console. But keeping in mind how experimental many of Nintendo's creations have been over the years, honestly, who knows what they'll come up with next in the future. That's all for now, and as always, join me again next time.